This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Now to the day on Wall Street, where technology companies were in the spotlight, as I heard from Doug McIntyre at the financial website 247wallstreet.com.
One of the things that's happened probably in the last month is the assumption by investors that the dominant web companies are actually picking up share and the companies in second, third, or worst place are just having their lunch eaten. So if you look today, Alphabet, which is the new name for Google, Netflix, Amazon, all hit all-time highs. And I think this is the culmination of this sort of theory that if you're not number one in these businesses, then you may as well not be in them.
So it's very difficult to be a new tech company on Wall Street.
It is difficult when you've got companies like the ones that we've mentioned where they own market share that in some cases is two-thirds, 70-80% of the entire market.
But when you look at retailers, it's going in the opposite direction.
Yes, there was a piece of research that came out yesterday that showed that if you look at the 4 days starting Thanksgiving here in the States, so a little less than a week ago, and you look at all bricks and mortar retailers, that the sales within that category were down 10%. And that really means that Target, Macy's, JCPenney, these very large retailers that don't have a big web presence, I don't want to say Wall Street's given up on them, but we're just talking about 52-week highs for dominant internet companies. Most of these companies are hitting 52-week lows.
Doug McIntyre. Well, the Dow ended the day down almost 1% at 17,729. London's main share index, though, that was higher. It finished the day up 0.4% at 6,420. January New York light crude oil, that was down $1.75 at $40.1 a barrel.